It's the Edinburgh Man podcast, podcast number 278. I'm sorry, it's not live. Oh dear. I've broken myself. I promised you 5 live podcasts, 10 o'clock, every night this week. 5 days, 5 podcasts. Great, great. I thought, I can do that. What I shouldn't have done was do that just after I'm recovering from the flu, because this morning I felt awful. Oh dear, and it's taken me most of the day to recover. Thankfully, I'm still working from home, so that was okay, but no. I'm going to be in bed before 10 o'clock tonight. The small children didn't even wake up until after 6, so actually, I realise that like 6:15 does sound like an early rise, and it really is, I guess. But I was broken this morning, absolutely broken. There's no way I can do it for at least tonight, and then maybe not Thursday night. I'll definitely do it live on a Friday, I think. But yeah, apologies, massive apologies. I'm not sure if anyone listened to it anyway other than Plentyside. It did tell me that lots of people did, but I suspect they only listened for about a second and then turned it off. Anyway, I should tell you that in tonight's podcast, podcast number 278, there will be some songs containing banned language. I mean, if you consider it to be bad, there's certainly the C word right at the start. This is PMS. PMS, and they're from France, and it's from an EP called EP, which you can get if you go to pmsxmusic.bandcamp.com. So my throat isn't too bad today, but I'm definitely still feeling a bit dodgy as I record this. It's kind of, I don't know, it's like about 5:10. I'm going to have to go and get the small one from nursery soon before the podcast. Not before the podcast is out, I'll just finish it. 6 o'clock it is, you have to get them, and it's just around the corner. It'll be fine, it'll all be fine. So tonight on the podcast we've got 3 new tracks, and then I'm going to do 5 from the top 17 from the top 25 of 2017. So first we heard PMS there, and this is from Tangerang City in Indonesia on Rixan Records. At least the record label, I believe, is from Indonesia. I don't know if the band are, I'm not sure. They're called Ake, and the track is called New Interest, semicolon Archery. That's going to cause all sorts of havoc with my scripts that upload the podcast, isn't it? This is Ake.
Yeah.
That's Ache and New Interest, semicolon Archery. And you can get that if you go to rickzahnrecords.bandcamp.com, rickzahnrecords.bandcamp.com. Oh dear, I'm already wiped. I can't believe, what was I thinking? I only just recovered from this horrible illness. And I thought I'd do 5 podcasts in a row. Oh dear, my body is struggling. It is rejecting it. I'm completely exhausted from the podcasts already. I guess if it means I can do, if I can do one a day and almost survive, then I'll probably be fine doing one a week. It'll seem like a break, won't it, if I go back to one a week. I did say towards the end of last year that I was going to do a podcast every 2 weeks, and it was going to be longer than normal. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do, whether I'm going to go back to the half hour ones once a week, or whether I'm going to do hour long ones every 2 weeks. I'm not sure, honestly, for 2018 there will be more regular podcasts. I promise you it will be. There's not going to be much chat on tonight's podcast because, like I say, I'm a bit broken, and B, I've got to go and get thing 2 from nursery soon, and also my throat is still giving me all sorts of problems, and I can feel it getting quite croaky. Not quite as croaky as it was last night, but certainly not back to 100% yet. So it's going to be completely wrecked by Friday, isn't it? I'm not sure who this is. I think it's probably Gale something else, although the Bandcamp page says Muddy Summers and the Dirty Field Horse. It's from an album called, or rather an EP called, How Not to Breathe. This is Kerosene.
I've read this book before. They were my tears that made the pages warm, but the words are clear like they were then. Indelible, that toxic pen. How different that handwriting seems, though still etched in light from kerosene. And the ink has made a bloody mess, with favoured tools of the blameless. I've heard this tune before, I know too well this twisted score. Each note representing scars, poison seeping through the bars. How beautiful that melody, with strings that cut so perfectly, through bass disguising violence, then punished by its silence. Film before, I watched it through a broken door. Bombs throughout the first scene, blood red petals fill the screen, then cracks like shattered paving. Confusion over who needs saving, and as the floor falls away, someone hits the autoplay. Tears that made the pages warm, but they have long since dried, so it will light the fire tonight.
not the Big Black track, but still pretty damn good all by itself. That's Gail Something Else and Kerosene from the EP How Not to Breathe. Go to muddysummers.bandcamp.com and get the whole EP there and download it from there. I'm lazily playing everything from the websites today, so apologies if it sounds a bit crappy quality. That's because I did about 5 minutes of preparation before I did put together this podcast. That's how prepared I am. But I promise I will try and get the numbering correct when I count down the five next tracks in the top 25 of the year. That's chosen by me, as played in the podcast. I said this before, but in case you haven't listened to the last couple of podcasts, every year we used to do a poll where all the tracks that came out in that year that were played on the show got put into a big pot and people voted for them. And every year I would do some new voting system that required me finding some new plugin for WordPress or some other convoluted voting system. And then I'd have to then try and filter all the stuff and eventually spit out a spreadsheet. The voting normally closed at the end of November because it would take me about 2 or 3 weeks to actually collate all the entries. But for the last 2 years, I haven't really done enough podcasts to make that worthwhile. And also, I haven't actually got around to putting together that voting thing. So that's not happened for a couple of years. So instead, what I've done last year and then what I'm doing this year, or I guess what I did in 2016 and what I did in 2017, was I would just choose some myself, choose 25 rather than 50. But because of reasons, the podcast didn't happen at the end of last year, and I didn't feel like I could do an end-of-year show like halfway through the first month of the next year. That didn't sound right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do five of the top 25 every night this week. So what are we up to now? Hang on a second. We must have got up to we got up to number 15 last night. I finished was Keel Her. Number 16 was Silent Life, and number 15 from Townhouse Woods, this is Smiling Instead.
I could focus on how fragile love can be. Let more worries enter into my head. I could fear the future and uncertainty, but I'll just think of you smiling instead. I could let the ghosts creep back from my past, fill my troubled heart with a terrible dread, but ain't nothing haunting me, no, I'm free from them at last, when I think of you smiling instead. Overthink before I even speak. Hold on tight to all those rules that I've been fed. But that ain't the way to find the answers that I seek. So I'll just think of you smiling instead. I tell you, truly I have paid. But it's to you that this long winding path has led. I do not regret any choices that I've made, when I think of you smiling instead. I don't need to hear you say that this is real. That which is strongest can be felt and never said. tell me how you truly feel. Just show me that smile instead.
That's Townhouse Woods from the album Morning in Viroqua, which you can get if you go to townhousewoods.bandcamp.com. They're from St. Paul, Minnesota. It's a Name Your Price, that album, and it's got 10 tracks on, all of which are wonderful, and you should definitely go and get them right now if you haven't listened to them yet. You can also get it in compact disc for $5. That's at townhousewoods.bandcamp.com, and that's number 15 in my favourite tracks of 2017 that we played on the podcast. And number 14, this is Nice Try and Restart. Bloomington, Indiana, number, 14? That's Nice Try and Restart. And that was a single that came out in the middle of last year. Go to nicetry.bandcamp.com, get it there. If you're not, if you're missing the links, it's easy, really. You just stick bandcamp.com onto pretty much all the artists I'm playing. But if you are missing the links when I'm reading them out, go to edinburghman.com and look up the information for podcast number 278. And there on that page will be all of the stuff that I've played on the show and links to where you can get it, some of which is free to download, such as that track, which you can get, like I say, nicetry.bandcamp.com. I'm going to try and redo the website at some point. I haven't quite figured out how I can redo the website and not screw it up for the time when it's being redone. So I might have to, not that many people really visit it. It's probably fine, actually, if it takes a couple of days for me to apply a new theme and then make it look nice. But I'm definitely going to try and tar up the website a little bit. It needs a little bit of TLC. I don't think it's changed in about 6 years, and the world has gone on. It's not very responsive. In fact, it's not at all responsive if you look at it on a phone. It'll just like look at tiny, tiny, tiny little bits of text. Right, where was I? I got a bit distracted there. Yeah, that was number 14. Number 13, this is Klopfgeist, which is probably pronounced incorrectly, by Meursault from the album I Will Kill Again.
Underworld, you're tied.
trial, oh tribulation. And even now I hear a knocking at the wall.
That's a wonderful Mason and Edinburgh song by Toad Records. Did the album really come out this year? I think it must have come out right at the start of the year. That's Mason. If you go to songbytoadrecords.bandcamp.com, you can get it there on digital. It's £7. Vinyl is £15. The vinyl looks fantastic as well, so you should do that if you haven't got it already. It is a wonderful album. Where are we now? We're up to number 13. Next track, number 12. It's a little bit cheeky, really, because technically I think I first played it when it was a demo about 3 years ago, when I was on like Edinburgh student radio station during the Edinburgh Festival. It's by Fresh, who I actually got around to seeing this year down in, I can't remember where it was, I think it was somewhere down in Leith. Anyway, they were fantastic, and I love this track. It's one of my favourite albums of the year. It's a Fresh album, and it's only number 12. It should probably have been a bit higher. This is Fresh and Get Bent.
Don't tell me what to like, don't tell me I've gone too far. I'll take pictures of the sky, I'll fucking listen to MCR.
Show up.
from London. That's a wonderful Fresh, and from the fantastic album Fresh. If you haven't got it, go to freshpunks.bandcamp.com, and that's another name your price thing, so you can't say fairer than that. It is fantastic. So go and get that album, it's brilliant. And that was, what did I say it was? Dear, you're probably keeping track better than I am. Number 12, one more track to go, number 11, and then we only have two more shows left, which means we have two sets of five tracks. Number 11, my favourite tracks of 2017 as played on the podcast. This is Escort, and it's all capital letters for the name of the band, and there's a sort of a slash through the letter O, which I guess is like a zero from a 1980s computer programming language. This is, I don't know what I'm talking about. This is Escort, and Burn It Up. Philadelphia's Get Better Records. This is your DIY label for the queers. No sexist, no racist, no transphobic, no homophobic, no apologies, bullshit tolerated. That's from an EP called Demo 2017 by Escort. And the track I played was Burn It Up. It's a name your price, at least that track is. In fact, so is the whole EP. It was five tracks. Go to getbetterrecords.bandcamp.com. And you can get it there. I'll see you tomorrow. Probably not another live one. I really need to get some sleep. And I shall recover and come back with a live one on Friday. And maybe at a slightly earlier time. It was foolhardy, some might say. And some people did call me out on it before I even started on the Twitter. It was foolhardy to suggest I would do not just five shows in a week, but five live shows, and five live shows at 10 o'clock. All insane. So there'll definitely be five shows. And more than half of them will be live. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow for the next five tracks in the top 25, I think, of 2017. And we'll play three more or four more new ones as well. See you then.